Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm so happy that you're here with us and that you're listening back on playback in the many ways that you can hear us. Then welcome. As you know, I'm Cynthia Rose McCaw, your host. And I just want to mention a couple of ways you can connect. You can always find me on Facebook under Cynthia Rose Medium. You can find me on Twitter. Cynthia Rose Mead, I think I am, M-E-D, and Instagram, Cynthia Rose Medium. And I have a YouTube channel. If you happen to be listening live and you don't always have time, I have a playlist on my page where you can see all the shows, and just hit the subscribe button. And when you are on YouTube, it'll just let you know the newest ones that are there. It's simple as that. You don't get emails, I don't believe. Okay. So today it's actually late morning for me as I'm coming to you from the island of Kauai, and this is a spiritual home for me. It's a very beautiful place, and I find myself just really transported to another place when I'm here, and I often think about why is that. Well, I guess I allow that because you could be unhappy here. I don't know why I want to be, but you could, because really it's really the home is in ourselves and how we view life and what we do. So today I have a few things to share with you. This is going to be about some great things that are happening on the island, some great places, great experiences, and how to be a good tourist here as well. So, and today we have a guest with us who is standing in her sunlight. I met her recently, and Sydney is on the line with us, I believe, and her dog.
Hi, Sydney. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm sorry about the dog. I do work on a farm, and my boss brings her dog out to play. So you might be hearing Typo in the background.
That's terrific. What kind of dog?
Oh, I'm not sure. He loves to run and chase chickens, though, so he's a big, loud dog.
That's great. Well, you know, we have a, where we're staying, there is a, supposed to be a feral cat, but I don't think it's that feral because it comes up and asks us for a petting all the time. And we think, well, if you were going to be somewhere living outside, Kauai is a great place to be doing that. That's for sure.
Right. So, yeah. There's so many cats on this island.
Yes. And we
cats
actually took
and
a visit.
Chickens and pigs.
Yeah. We took a visit up to the Kauai Humane Shelter to visit some of the dogs. And I just wanted to mention that to the listeners, that if you are on the island of Kauai, you can actually take one of the shelter dogs out on an excursion. We are going to do that on Thursday or Friday, where you get a dog. You can do it on the weekends, too. And I think they're closed on Wednesdays. But you can take a dog out. You can adopt them, too. So be careful. You might fall in love. I think you get them for 4 hours or something like that. And so I just want to mention that to listeners. That's a great thing to do if you're missing your dog, or you want to offer some love to those unconditional loving beings. So...
Yeah, that's a great program, and I know they encourage people to take them to the beach and take them on hikes and everything so they can get out into the beautiful island as well.
Yeah, it is terrific. Yeah. So today, let's talk about how we met and what you do.
Yeah, so I work for a nonprofit called Malama Kauai. Malama in Hawaiian means to take care of. So we are taking care of Kauai by educating people about the local agriculture, the importance of the food, and how we can help to make a more sustainable island by eating local, wasting less, and supporting local farmers. So my program specifically is Village Harvest, and that's how I met you, Cynthia, last week, because you came out to one of our volunteer events where we pick fruit from people that have extra growing. And as you know, Kauai, the Garden Island, has so much extra fruit. And then we donate it to schools and food pantries and people that need it most.
I love that. And that's another thing that people could contact you about if they're coming and they want to volunteer and help out just a little bit, correct?
Yes, we love to have vacationers come volunteer with us. It's a new phenomenon that everyone is getting excited about called voluntourism, where wherever you go when you travel, to give back just a little bit. And we have a volunteer coordinator who works with a program called Volunteer Kauai that helps to get people who are coming to the island to connect with different organizations you can give back to, one of them being Village Harvest, the program that I run.
Yeah, I just absolutely love that, just the whole idea that a child in school is going to get something in their lunch that way. And I think one little thing about me, there was one year when my mom was really, really ill. And so it was slim pickings for Christmas. And our family didn't have much. And it was an unfortunate event. And I remember a lady coming by, I don't remember what organization, because I was, you know, like seven, but I remember getting this box of food that came to us. And in those days you could do this. Someone had donated their homemade canned cherries.
And wow.
It forever touched my heart. I thought, wow, there's somebody who doesn't even know me, who cares that I eat. And that changed me forever. And so I used to do fundraising for our local food bank, and it changed my life forever. I was so grateful, you know, that just the thought that somebody who didn't know me cared. So I think what you're doing is just great.
Yeah, thank you. I really do enjoy it. One of my favorite parts is the delivery of the fruit. Sometimes volunteers don't always get to do this with me, but my favorite part is going to the schools, walking in. A lot of times I walk through the playground or something while they're out playing with carrying boxes of fruit, or dropping it off at the Boys and Girls Clubs after school. They know that I'm coming to give them a snack, and they always run up to me and they ask, is it star fruit? Is it oranges? What do we have today? So I love that part so much. It really is just very rewarding to see the kids get so excited about this healthy food that I get to give to them.
Yes, yes. And for anyone coming who wants to help out, it's such a great feeling to get up and do something for somebody else and know that you made a little bit of difference, because this really is paradise here, and we can really take a lot from here, or we can give something back. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And also, if you come to the island, you'll really notice all of the food that's going to waste, because so many people live here for half of the year, or they aren't very familiar with the local produce. And so they buy a house that has these huge trees like avocados and mangoes and oranges and all of these beautiful fruits that end up never getting used. And so we do what we can to make sure that all of the fruit that's being grown here is at least put to some use.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's shocking that there can be so much and then people going hungry. It makes no sense. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And an interesting fact that I did not know about Kauai until I moved here. I'm not originally from Kauai. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. But one thing that I learned is that 90% of the food is imported to Kauai, and we only have about 1 week's worth of food supply on the island at a time. So for us to encourage people to go back to really providing for themselves, living off of the land and what we have here, is very important, especially since natural disasters are so prevalent recently, and you never know when that food supply could be cut off.
Yeah, you know, just for the listeners, how does that impact people, or has anyone shared since of what happened last June? What is that like living with that knowledge that that could happen?
So recently, last April, we had a huge flood that took out a couple of roads in the North Shore and many, many, many homes. And so during that time, it was really important that we were able to get some fresh food up to the people that didn't have access. They were cut off from grocery stores, from restaurants, all these places were closed. And so just having that disaster on the island was challenging. And then another thing that we had this summer was a couple of threats of big hurricanes. And there were days when the food shipments were stopped and we didn't have like so many shelves on the grocery stores. People were buying what they needed because they knew that if the hurricane were to come, it might be a week or two before next shipments of food came in. So I also work at a restaurant on the island. It's a plant-based healthy food store with a cafe in it. And for about a week or so over the summer, we had to cut a couple of menu items off of our list because they weren't being shipped in, so we didn't have the ingredients to make them. So if we were able to source locally, then we wouldn't have to worry about all of these issues.
Wow. And do you think that people live their lives more fully because they realize they don't take it for granted, or?
I think there's different attitudes on the island. Definitely it is taken for granted when we have access to big stores like Costco and Walmart and grocery stores that always have what we need. But then in moments like that where we all just kind of have to take a step back and recognize just how vulnerable we are as a population out here on Kauai, which is the most remote populated island in the world, we have to take a step back and really look at how much we're relying on imports and not our own food supply.
Yeah, well, and that's also one reason why it's so beautiful here, because it really is like a paradise. And just in the time I've been coming here, I've seen it get busier and busier and busier. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed here is that I want to say, if you're a tourist and you come here, then a couple of things to remember. I'm just coming, that comes to my mind now, is just that, you know, when you litter here, it could impact the wildlife and the sea life. And it's not quite the same. Not that littering is good, but it's not the same when you litter here. So, you know, and I know people that get up in the early morning and walk along the beach and the things they pick up, I think, why not just pick up after ourselves?
Right. You know? There's so many things that you see when you go to the beach. It can be troubling, but yeah, it's as simple as wherever you go, taking the trash that you brought back with you to dispose of properly.
Yeah. You're under an umbrella organization. Do you want to tell us anything about that organization as well? Or is that not something you're allowed to do? Or okay.
Yeah, I'm working for Malama Kauai. As I said earlier, it means to take care of Kauai. So we have several different programs that we run. We were very active during the flood, helping to move donations to where they were needed, both monetarily and a lot of supplies. People were donating beds and furniture and linens and food and everything that people needed access to after having their homes flooded. And since then, we've been getting back to our original mission, which is to promote and educate and advocate for local food and sustainable food systems on Kauai. So I run the Village Harvest Program, which is the, we pick extra food and then we donate it to kids in food banks. And we have another program that is our farm to school. We work with farm to school organizations across the nation and specifically on Kauai to connect local farmers to school lunch programs. That way kids are being exposed to healthy and local foods, which is good for them. It's good for their learning. A lot of times these schools also have gardens in their yards, and we help to create curriculums with the teachers so that the kids can go out there and learn math and science and history all through the garden with the local food, since it's so important to Kauai culture.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a really great program. Mm-hmm. And the kids get really excited about it, too. As they grow up, we have an ag internship program, an agricultural internship. So high schoolers and recent grads can come to our farm where we have our office, headquarters, and everything, and learn even more about agriculture to hopefully get them involved and excited in a future career in agriculture, since it's so important and not as popular these days for kids to go into.
Right, right. And there's also, now, is the government still, there's a certain amount of ag land here that's protected, correct? Oh, mm-hmm. I guess we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going for our first break, so grab a glass of water, stretch your legs. We'll be back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, talk, touch their hair. Details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones we carry with us every day. Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susie G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. Okay, we were talking, I was just saying, do they have a certain amount of ag land that is still protected here? Because we've seen so much development on the island.
Yes, there's a lot of development, and I'm not an expert on this, but I do know that ag land is somewhat protected by the government. I also know that it gets really expensive to own this land. So another program that we have is our community farm, and we rent out plots to people who are interested in gardening or growing their own food, starting a business, anything like that. And we rent out plots of land on our farm for people to grow and practice and research and provide food for their families. All different kinds of growing happens. 10-by-10-foot plots for $10 a month. So it's pretty reasonable, and it provides a healthy growing environment for those interested in agriculture, for those that can't afford the protected ag land.
Oh, that's good, because I often think, well, if you live in a condo here, you can't really grow, so that's a good solution.
Right, yeah, and it is pretty disappointing to live on such an abundant island and not have space to grow. So we have a lot of people that really enjoy that program. And then another use for the protected ag land is fruit trees. People will buy these spaces to develop on, but then they will grow fruit trees on these plots so that they are still considered agricultural land and they're giving back to the island. And so that's where Village Harvest comes in a lot as well, to make sure that these fruit trees are being used to their best ability so that people can benefit from the fruit that's being grown.
Yeah, that's great. And I have to say, for anybody who's not been here, you haven't tasted fruit till you've tasted fruit here, because like, for instance, mm-hmm. a pineapple is not a pineapple on the mainland like it is here. So
yeah, it's so true.
It's so good. And I just want to plug this Kauai Sugarloaf pineapple, because Jude and Paul Huber own Hole in the Mountain Farm, and they are at the farmers markets, which we'll talk about that in just a moment. But I absolutely love pineapple, and for some reason pineapple is not always something that agree with my system, but I've been drinking it in smoothies all week, and it's been fabulous. You can eat it, you can drink it, I mean, I'm sure there may be other people that grow it too. I just have so, and it's expensive to grow, and I think it takes, what, up to 2 years or something? A year and a half to 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Each pineapple plant grows individually, and it takes, once you harvest it, it takes about 2 years for the next one to grow.
But it's so delicious.
I haven't had anything
like
Sugarloaf pineapple before in my life.
Yeah, it's so good. And so seeing something like that going to waste would be terrible. And you get fresh coconuts here. In fact, a funny story. One year we were here, I decided I wanted to make a coconut curry, and I couldn't find white coconut milk, because all the coconut milk is fresh. And someone said to me, well, that's old coconut. And I was like, oh. You know, oh, I get it. So you can get fresh coconut juice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you cut the coconuts open when they're green, is when you can get the fresh coconut water. But then if you wait for the coconut to brown and you pull apart the husk, and you get the brown fuzzy coconut that we see in, our grocery stores on the mainland. Then that's the fermented water on the inside and what they use to make the milk eventually.
Right. But can you eat the flesh of a green pineapple? Green coconut. I still got pineapple on the brain. A green coconut.
Always. I don't believe that it has made that coconut meat that is such a treat to eat.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Not a coconut expert, so.
No, I think that's right. Because, yeah, no, someone told me that you had to get the meat part, you have to get the brown coconut. So that's kind of an interesting thing, the freshness of it. So while we're on that topic, I just want to say, if you are in Kauai, Kauai Sugarloaf, they make like an ice cream that is just made from freezing the Sugarloaf pineapple, and it is the best, healthiest ice cream you could possibly want or have. It's just delicious. We'll be, so there's farmers markets all over the island, what, I think every day except Sunday.
Yeah, there are several all over the island. They're in North Shore, in Hanalei and Kilauea, and then there's some in Lihue, the Kauai Community College farmers market on Saturday mornings is one of the biggest ones. And there's a ton of fresh fruit and flowers and people making different products like honey and soap and all cool kinds of things off of stuff that they've grown here.
Oh, yes, we have got, we got fresh goat cheese that's made here. I don't know if they still have it, but one year a friend of ours bought some sun-dried turmeric. I don't know if that's still here or not.
Oh, cool. But, yeah, I know a lot of people do grow turmeric on the island and value its healing properties.
Yes, yes. And so there's that. I wanted to mention that there's that's if you're here, go down and support the farmers, and you know, that's one way to eat local here and support the people that are keep this island alive with food, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love to look for farmers markets to buy my produce, or if I need something when there's not a farmers market available to me, I make sure to look for the local food sign in grocery stores, because believe it or not, but things like avocados and mangoes and pineapple that grow so well here, they're often still shipped in from places like Mexico. So I look for the local tags on the produce in the grocery stores to make sure that I'm supporting local farmers and then also getting the best tasting products that there is here.
That's a very good point. And also the avocado here isn't like anything I've had on the mainland either. It's different. It's
Mm-mm.
bigger.
Such a treat.
Yeah. Yeah. I said to my husband, I could just stay here and garden all day mm-hmm. and just walk the beach and garden. So, it's been so beautiful. So,
yep. That's why they call it the Garden Island.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so beautiful. And what I remember, I don't know a lot about history, but I understood that this island was the healing island for the Hawaiians, that this is where they mm-hmm. came. It was very special healing properties of the island. They believe that the waters of Lauai were healing. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know so much about the exact history, but I do know that a lot of people view this as a very spiritual place. And the energy that is here on Kauai is different than any other Hawaiian island. And it is very slow and healing and a very peaceful place.
Yes, and yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that is something that you can almost tell when you see some people here and you think, oh, they've just arrived, because you can see there's mm-hmm. still noise in their auric field or something. They're still busy, and you can see people been here for a while. There is a definite difference. And I just spoke to somebody, I don't know, a week or so ago, who said, it always takes me about 4 days. And I mm-hmm. think that's about the average time, is about 4 days, and people come from the mainland and their body starts to relax, to slow down. I've heard people say their digestive system works better. I mean, I can't mm-hmm. say that's true for everyone, but it is definitely... the energy here. I know when I came here, I just fell in love, and I just and it wasn't just the ocean, because I've always been an ocean girl, but mm-hmm. I just fell in love, and I just said, there's something about just being here. And right. it's, and even my husband, I would watch him slowly unwind. And mm-hmm. he's better now. It used to take him 4 days. He doesn't take him that amount of time, but it's, I always say I'm going to go home with lots of aloha in my heart and keep it with me. So when I miss it and it's, you know, snowing at the end of March, which to me is abnormal for where I grew up, I just close my right. eyes and I'm back on the beach in Kauai.
Yeah. Yeah, it is that happy place for me as well. And I encourage anybody that gets the opportunity to visit Kauai to definitely lean into that healing spirit and the slow pace of the island. You'll fit right in if you can just take on the everything that the island has to offer you and listen to it and give back to it while just slowing down and giving yourself the break that you deserve when you come here.
Yeah, it's definitely not a place for nightlife or mm-hmm. partying or anything like that. And where we stay, we see families barbecuing. We don't see it. I mean, people definitely, there are some beautiful restaurants and good food, and we go to places that cook locally as well. And mm-hmm. There's no reason you can't just almost enjoy yourself and have a healthy holiday as well.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great place to get outside, go for bike rides along the beach, hike the beautiful mountains, eat all of the plant-based and fresh fish that you can at all of these great restaurants. And it's really a lovely place to spend your time.
Yes, and you just had the same feeling you came here, and or how did you decide you wanted to be here?
So I actually came here to work with Malama Kauai. We employ AmeriCorps VISTAs. AmeriCorps is a government contracted program, a lot like the Peace Corps, but we keep the volunteers within the United States. So I applied to be an AmeriCorps VISTA out of college. And VISTA stands for Volunteers in Service to America. And so I came out to Kauai to work for this Village Harvest position for a one-year term. I started in May, so I'm about 8 months in, and I have 4 months to go. And so I'm really fairly new to Kauai myself. And as soon as I got here, I felt that energy, the slowness that I really was looking for right out of my busy college life.
Yeah, and it's so great that you recognize that at your young age as well, because I do see that more and more with young people, that they already recognize the need to slow down. It's more natural than, you know, some of the other generations. It just seems like you know you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, since life is moving so fast, especially with technology and everything, it's really nice to be able to go off the grid, so to speak, a little bit, live on an island, work on a farm, and still be able to advance my career in the ways that I want to.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I also, when we picked those tangerines, or what was it, picking? So we've been making smoothies with tangerines and pineapples. I went and bought a grapefruit, because I know I pick some grapefruits at the farmer's mm-hmm. market, and they're like more like the red grapefruits that we have on the mainland, but a little mm-hmm. sweeter, so even, I think.
Red.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So that was really delicious. And this morning we put some star fruit in there. And I don't know if we have different lemons that grow here, but the lemons that we bought seem more like Meyer lemons.
Yeah, I think it's mostly Meyer lemons that grow here. From the ones that I've been exposed to and picked, they're all delicious Meyer lemons, that sweeter variety.
Makes great
lemonade.
Oh, yeah, that's on my list of to make some lemonade, but we only have one lemon, so we got to go out today to the market and get some more lemons.
mm-hmm.
So, yes. And I know we're going to go to break soon. So before we start talking about anything else, we don't want to get too into it. And then we'll talk about some fun things to do, or if you have any other stories from your organization, we'll talk about that. And we'll see you in a couple of minutes, everyone. We'll be in the last segment.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so we're back, and we're talking to Sydney Carroll, who works for Village Harvest, putting food,
Hi.
Giving kids food. Hi. And, you know, I just thought it would be kind of fun to share. So yesterday, my husband, Brennan, and I went and did a sunset cruise up the Nepali coast with Blue Dolphin Charters. And all the companies mm-hmm. are good here. And we had just a great time. And we saw tons and tons of whales. And we saw them spouting. We saw them with their flippers. We saw their tails. We saw them. And then as we're heading back and thought, well, it's been great, we saw there was a mum and a baby leaping out of the water. The baby couldn't quite get out of the water.
Oh my God.
Mom was trying to copy mom. And so we were watching, and it was just phenomenal. And my husband had said to me, well, when I've gone whale watching, I see like the tails and the spouts and everything. But I mean, these were shooting out of the air. And I guess mom was trying to teach baby. That might be why.
That was magical.
It was so incredible. They've arrived on the island, I heard, like in the last week or something. And so it's mm-hmm. just been perfect. And then, before we left, we saw a turtle by the boat. And this happened to us a number of years ago when we went out on a boat and went out into the open ocean and you just kind of hang out there and the dolphins might come to you. And I've already talked about that on another show. And we saw a turtle before that boat left. And the same thing happened. I thought, oh, it's going to be a good cruise. And then we're headed out there and we got all the way up north. And we saw the captain figured there could be 100 or more of spinner dolphins.
Wow.
Which are the smaller dolphins. They're a lot smaller than the bottlenose. And they were just jumping everywhere all around. They swam with the boat a little bit. So that was really fun. And so I think my husband got some good pictures of those spinners. So that was just phenomenal. And we had a great meal. And then we headed back and we ran into some bottlenose dolphins. Well, we didn't literally run into them, but but I mean, they were, and I was up on the right of the boat, and they're so funny how they use sonar to know where they are, but one was like right below me and just kept going the length of boat, just sort of swimming with the boat.
That's
and,
so cool.
It was very cool, and they said it was feeding time right then, so we probably wouldn't see too many of them at that time of day or something. But so we got to see two different kinds of dolphins, plus everything a whale could possibly do, and just staring out the ocean was a gift in itself. It was just incredible, and it was perfect weather. Yeah,
Those boat cruises are such a luxury because people who haven't been to Kauai might not know, but the Nepali coast, Nepali means forbidden. And so you can't get to it through the islands by car. There is one walking trail, but it's closed right now because of the damage for the flood. And you need a permit and need to be a serious hiker because the trails are kind of rough. So by boat, you get to see this beautiful untouched by progressive history, this beautiful, beautiful coast. And there's a lot of history on this coast because it's where several indigenous people and Polynesian groups that came to the island to settle it, where they started to grow their food. And it's a beautiful experience.
Yeah, and they were really adept. We saw like the location where the last Hawaiians lived up there. And of course, we had lots of I recognize after he said it, there's Pirates of Caribbean where they filmed that. They showed kind of where a scene in the movie for people had seen it. And I went, oh, yeah, it's amazing. You think it's somewhere completely different. So there it was, that little cove. And lots of movie stories, and also a funny story of a TV series where they were pretending to be lifeguards, and they ended up having to be rescued by real lifeguards. So that being said, yeah, if you're not, you know what they say, when in doubt, don't go out.
Right.
You really have to pay attention to the water here. And if it says it's rough tides, and you have to, some beaches, it seems like you go out for a while before it gets deep. But I know we've been to one up north where within just 5 feet, there was a drop off.
Yeah.
So you do have to pay attention.
Yeah, and the current is so strong. Always, if you're a visitor,
yes.
Definitely beware of the current. Don't go out too far, especially if you have kids. And the locals are much stronger swimmers than people who come to Hawaii just to visit. So maybe looking out to see what the locals are doing is not always the best idea when it comes to braving the waves.
Oh, that's a really good point. Yeah, and I've watched a lifeguard actually a few days ago saying to somebody, you're actually fighting the current. They were trying to snorkel, and they're saying, if you just head this way, you'll be going with the current, because they were fighting it. And so you can, when you snorkel, you just have to go in and just let the water. And then I watched a gentleman swim, and it was really interesting watching how he seemed to know that he would get carried over to the right and then how he corrected. And I thought, boy, if that was me, I would be thinking, how did I get over here? Let me keep correcting. He knew exactly what he was doing. Exactly. So still beautiful. Some people just sit in the water and let it rush over them. So, and of course, we had the eclipse here the other night. So we had a beautiful blood moon. And the next night, it was even brighter.
Yeah, I noticed that the day after the full eclipse. It was a beautiful, like, blood orange colored moon.
Yeah, and then it was so bright the next night that you could walk along the beach and everything was brighter at late at night. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. It's such a cool experience being on the beach with a full moon on Kauai, because the sun will set and it'll start to get dark, and then the full moon will come up and it'll be almost as bright as like 5 in the afternoon. It's crazy.
Yeah. And in last year, we happened to be here, not this time of year, I think it was before Christmas, but we had, we looked outside, it was a little bit misty and rainy, and we saw a moonbow. So for listeners that don't know what that is, a moonbow is a nighttime rainbow that doesn't exist in very many parts of the world. And so that was pretty incredible.
Yeah, those are very cool. I've seen one before. And
they happen more frequently here, don't they?
Yeah, and it's just something that I never really thought about before until I saw it, and I realized how cool it was that, you know, the moon can reflect the light in the same way when the sun's when it's reflecting the full sun and the full moon.
Yes. And the stars, even though there is light pollution, you can see the stars so clearly, they seem like they're so close.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah. We're lucky where we are in Denver. We can actually see the stars a lot of times. Like in some cities, there's so much light pollution, it's harder to see the stars. And we're lucky that we have that in Colorado. And, you know, it just gets me thinking about when you're here, how important it is to stay connected with nature and how we can get so pulled away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I always hope that people who come and get connected to the island, especially people who volunteer with us at Malama Kauai, that they can take what they learned and the feeling that they had when they were connected with the land back home to just bring a little bit of that natural life back to the mainland.
Yeah, there's something about growing your own food or just some way. I mean, you could spend your whole time in a sense disconnected from nature, wildlife, everything, and you may not realize what you're missing until you have it in your life and then see there is such a an instinct within us to, it reminds us how we're connected of everything, how we're part of everything at a real primal and natural level, you know, not even woo-woo.
Yep.
You know, just just reminds you you're part of it all, you know.
Yeah, this is human beings. We are nature, and a lot of times that's easy to forget.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and that's, so I think that's one of the things that, as I've been pondering this week, what I love about it so much here is that I don't know how you could forget it, because you're living within an area. But also I think the idea that I don't know, when I'm here, I just find I remind myself every day on the mainland to enjoy every moment of every day, because nothing's guaranteed. But I also feel like that energy is, maybe it's the spirituality here or something, but there's so many people that we meet here that they are spiritual in nature, in however it is for them. We just had a beautiful conversation this morning with a man that works where we're staying. And he was servicing something, and we had the most beautiful conversation with him. and how it was meaningful. And for him, he talked about, he was actually talking, interestingly enough, about the fruit and the things that grew here and just the beauty of it. He wasn't originally from here. And just saying he just loves it here. And people do live here with a lot less. It's the other thing, too, is that acquiring a lot of things doesn't become really important here, does it?
Well, space is limited for sure, especially as more people move out to the island. But you can tell that the people who live here really love the land and the energy and the space around them. So I'm really grateful for visitors like you, Cynthia, who take the time to step away from the beautiful beach and the pool and the resort that you might be lucky enough to stay at and get to experience the island itself through the farmers market and through volunteering and things like that, because then you really get to see what Kauai is in its beauty, beyond the beauty that has been created in these hotels and resorts and everything.
Yes. No, if somebody's thinking of taking a holiday, do you have an email if someone's thinking that they'd like to volunteer when they're here? Do you have an email of who they would contact?
Yes. So the best person to contact is our volunteer coordinator. Her name is Julia, and her email is simply volunteer@malamakauai.org. It's MALAMAKAUAI.org. That's volunteer@malamakauai.org. And she helps to connect people who want to come give back while they're on the island to programs such as Village Harvest and other things. We plant trees, we pick fruit. There's groups that on the island that pick up plastic on the beaches. You can volunteer at the Humane Society. So contacting Julia at Volunteer Kauai, she will help you to get in touch with those people to find the best volunteer for your group. And it's definitely worth it. I highly recommend.
Okay. And so volunteer malamakauai.org, and if you are a member of Standing in the Sunlight Radio on Facebook, I'll post that in there as well, if anybody, so they have that in there. Now, do you have, like, if people, you know, want to donate or want to find anything, any other websites you might want to give us, or...
Yeah, the Malama Kauai website, it shows all our different programs that we do. You can sign up directly to volunteer with Village Harvest, my program. And then there's also an online donation button. So if you are interested in donating to any of the programs that we do, you can go through there. And the website is www.malamakauai.org, MALAMA. KAUAI.org.
Okay, malamakauai.org. Okay.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody asks me, I'm making sure I have this written down as well. Okay. All right. So, it was really fun. I'm sure we'll be in touch with you next time we're here and see what we can do. Yeah, it was, and so if you end up moving on somewhere, you'll have to let us know who we get in touch with. So
I will. Thank you so much for having me on to talk about this island and how much I love it and all of the good things that people who come here to visit can do to help us make Kauai more sustainable.
Yeah, because we want to keep paradise paradise. And I know that the people of Kauai have been, like the North Shore people have been through a lot. And I do love the sense of community here. think that's, I want to say to the listeners, where you are, it's helpful to find a sense of community, because we can become so easily isolated within our own little lives and not getting out there and realizing the bigger picture. So, you know, getting out there and volunteering for something, or, you know, if you can't get out, there can be other ways of connecting, and maybe that's why Facebook's become so popular, because it reminds people that to get out of their own little world. We just don't want to get stuck only in social media, and you know, realize that do something that's heart-centered, and do something that's playful. So we have a bear, a 5-foot bear that we got, that we've been posting different playful things, and my friend asked me, is this a social experiment? And I was like, no, it's just the little kid in me. I never had teddy bears.
I saw
just do something just for fun. So he's been to all kinds of places, Georgie, so we've been having
How
fun
great.
So do something just for fun. Yeah. So thank you so much, Sydney, for being, thanks for being on the show. And here we are, we're out of time. The hour went by. So thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you. And thank you for spreading the word about the beauty of the island.
Okay. Have a great rest of your week. See you next week, everyone. Bye.